Pacifico's 200 tons a month and Fermutine's 2,000 a year are not the same ton. Three European mycelium producers announced capacity in 2026, a wet whole cut, a dried powder at 50% protein, and a finished oat fungi food at 14%. No announcement says which basis its tons use. Rank them by capital per announced ton and Milo looks cheap. Rank them by ton of protein and it is the dearest. From Life Mate Tech. Three European mycelium producers announced new production capacity in 2026. Pacifico Biolabs will scale production in Saxony to 200 tons per month. The protein brewery will expand to more than 2,000 metric tons. Milo will run roughly 430 plus tons per year by the end of this year. Not one of those announcements says what a ton contains. That would be a pedantic complaint if the three products were similar. They are not. Pacifico sells a wet whole muscle structured mycelium. The protein brewery sells a dried milled powder. Milo sells a finished food that is roughly half oats. Their published protein contents are 30%, 50% and 14% respectively. A ton of one is not a substitute for a ton of another in any sense that matters to a buyer, a plant engineer, or an investor sizing European supply. The consequence is not abstract. Divide capital raised by announced tons and Milo looks like the second cheapest capacity in the set. Divide capital raised by tons of protein, using each company's own published protein content, and Milo becomes the most expensive of the three, by a factor of more than three against Pacifico. Same three announcements, opposite ranking, the variable is a definition nobody published. What each company announced. The article includes a four-column table of data here, which is easier to read on the page. A few of those cells deserve unpacking. Pacifico's figure is well attested but undated. It is not a single outlet misreport. It appears in Ag Funder News, Green Queen, EU Startups, Cultivated X, Protein Production Technology International, Tech Funding News and Myco Stories, and co-founder Zach Austin is quoted directly on it. The 200T/month capacity will be unlocked at one site. However, we're looking at other partnerships as well. What no source carries is a date by which 200 tons/month is reached. Every outlet attaches later this year, or by late 2026, to the retail launch, not to the capacity. One outlet covering the same round on the same day, Tech. EU, reports no tonnage figure at all. The protein brewery's 2029 date is not in its own announcement. The company's press release says it will expand production capacity to more than 2,000 metric tons, with no year attached. The by 2029, and the 600 metric tons in 2027, both come from Ag Funder News and Green Queen reporting CEO statements. If you are building a supply forecast, note which figure carries a company signature and which does not. Milo's tons are nameplate, and the company says so. CEO Frederick Erhan told Ag Funder News, "We'll operate three S units with a combined capacity of roughly 430 plus tons per year by the end of this year. And separately, we expect to reach around 90% utilization during late 2027, rather than running flat out from day one." That is unusually candid and should be read as a point in Milo's favor. Not against it, almost nobody publishes the gap between nameplate and expected output, the arithmetic and why it should not be taken at face value. Everything in this section is our calculation, not a figure any company published. We show it precisely so the incomparability is legible. Annualizing Pacifico's monthly figure requires assuming 12 months at rate, which no source supports. We do it only to put the three on one axis. The article includes a seven-column table of data here, which is easier to read on the page. On announced tons, the order is Pacifico, Milo the protein brewery, cheapest to dearest. On protein tons, it is Pacifico, the protein brewery, Milo. Milo moves from second to third, and its ratio against the protein brewery inverts. And even the second table is not a fair comparison, because it silently assumes the three tons have the same moisture content, which they cannot. One is a dried powder and one is shipped fresh or frozen. A dry matter comparison would move the numbers again. We do not have the moisture data to build it. Nobody publishes it. There is one more distortion worth naming, using the round size flatters companies that have raised before. The protein brewery's 18 million euros is an extension on top of more than 70 million euros of prior funding, and it is expanding an existing facility that already produced the material EFSA assessed. Against total funding, its capital per announced ton is above 35,000 euros, an order of magnitude worse than the round-only figure, and a fairer reflection of what the capacity actually cost to reach. Practical consequence: any table of European fermentation capacity, including ones we have built, is summing quantities that are not commensurable. When we mapped who has tanks, we counted vessel volume, which at least has a defined unit. Announced product tonnage does not, and should not be aggregated across companies without asking each one for the basis. Why the basis goes unstated. The uncharitable reading is that a bigger number is better and wet weight is bigger. That is probably true at the margin, but it is not the main reason. The main reason is that these companies are not selling into a market with a settled unit. A commodity protein trade quotes on a specified basis because buyers demanded one. Whey protein concentrate is sold as WPC80, precisely because the number in the name is the specification. Mycelium products are sold business to business, product by product, on bespoke specifications that are agreed privately. The public announcement is aimed at investors and hiring, not at buyers, and investors have not asked. This is the same failure we found when four different cost per kilogram figures for the same cultivated duck turned out to share no basis. And when a fermented protein cost parity claim collapsed on a modelled cost being compared to a market price. And when the same fungal biomass was 50.8% protein and 40.2% protein, depending on the assay convention. It is the defining measurement problem of this sector, and it recurs because no regulator or exchange forces a convention. Practical consequence: if you are evaluating an offtake, the first question is not price per ton. It is, a ton of what, at what moisture, at what protein, measured how. Ask before the term sheet, because the answer moves the effective price by multiples. What the announcements do not measure at all. Announced capacity is not output, and the gap is where this sector actually lives. In the same AgFunder news piece that carries Pacifico's 200 tons slash month figure, enough former CEO and non-executive director Jim Laird is quoted saying the firm's Netherlands plant is producing high-quality product, at meaningful levels, but not yet at its design capacity. That is a plant that exists, running below a number that was published years ago. The same article notes Meaty Foods' property was seized for non-payment of taxes. Millo's disclosure of a 90% utilization target in late 2027, against 430 tons of nameplate by end 2026, is the only one of the three announcements that acknowledges the gap exists. There is also a regulatory gate that the capacity numbers ignore entirely, and the protein brewery is the case in point. Its fermentation cleared the EU, the first mycelium ingredient authorized there, under the designation Rhizomuca pusillus mycelium, 6 years after filing, while its US route went backwards. AgFunder News reports the FDA advised the company to withdraw its GRAS notice in February 2026, after a letter listing deficiencies including significant design flaws in animal studies that compromise data interpretation, and absence of organism-specific secondary metabolite characterization. The company self-affirmed GRAS in March 2024, filed in March 2025, withdrew in February 2026, and expects a no further questions letter in Q1 2027. Capacity announced for 2029 assumes markets that are open in 2029. Two of the three markets the protein brewery names for its 600 tons in 2027, Europe, the US and Singapore, are currently open to it. One is not. The case that this does not matter. Worth stating properly, three arguments run against the complaint. First, buyers already know. No industrial purchaser signs a supply agreement without a specification sheet. The basis is agreed in the contract, at the point where money changes hands. A press release is not a trading document, and was never meant to be one. Second, capital per ton is the wrong metric anyway. None of these rounds is a capacity capex line. Pacifico's €7 million funds equipment, team expansion and commercial launch. Millo's €2 million funds a commercial launch. Treating a series or as a plant budget overstates precision in a way that is arguably worse than the basis problem it is meant to expose. We agree, which is why we show the calculation as an illustration of instability, rather than as a result. Third, the asset-light model is the actual claim, and it is a different claim. Pacifico's argument is not that it builds cheap tons, it is that it does not build at all. Austin says the capex saving versus other approaches is more than 95%, a figure he has given three slightly different ways across three interviews. If the model works, the relevant number is not capital per ton, but how many idle brewery tanks exist, and what it costs to convert one. Neither is public. What we could not establish. The basis of any of the three tonnage figures. 9 sources on Pacifico, including 2 direct CEO interviews, non-stating wet, dry or protein basis. Same for the other 2. When Pacifico expects to reach 200 tons per month, and whether that figure is nameplate, contracted or a target. The 3 published wordings, scale production to, expand production capacity to, and will be unlocked at, are not equivalent. Pacifico's own figures from a company source. The company website returned no readable content. Everything here comes from trade coverage. Pacifico's fungal species and strain explicitly withheld. Austin did not share what fungi type and strain Pacifico Biolabs is using. He said only, "We're growing a strain that we can sell in Europe today." The identity of the brewery partner, unnamed in every source including those quoting the company. Milo's protein content, 14% per the CEO quoted in AgFunder News, 27g per 100g per Green Queen. Both published the same day, both apparently from the company. We used 14% because it is attributed to a named executive as a direct quote, and flagged that the choice changes our protein ton figure by roughly half. Whether Makenbroek and Breda name the same protein brewery facility. Both are used. No source we read states the relationship. Moisture content for any of the 3 products, not published anywhere we looked. Whether the protein brewery's 2,000 metric tons and the by 2029 date originate in the same company statement. The date appears only in journalist-written text. Several smaller conflicts we did not resolve. Pacifico's headquarters, Leipzig or Berlin, depending on outlet. Its grant funding, €680,000 from Saxony's Development Bank per one source, €1.5 million in grants per another. Fermutine's fiber content, 30%, 35%, or 30-35% depending on source. And Milo's feedstock yield, 2.4 or 2.5 kilograms output per kg of feedstock.
What to watch?
Whether anyone publishes a basis. The cheapest possible fix is one line in a press release, tons of dried ingredient at X percent protein. The first company to do it will make every competitor's number look evasive, which is exactly why the first one is hard. Pacifico's first disclosed output figure. The gap between 200 tons a month announced in May 2026 and whatever the company reports having actually shipped will be the most informative number this cohort produces. Enough meaningful levels but not yet at its design capacity is the template for how that disclosure usually reads. The protein brewery's US GRAS resubmission. A no further questions letter in Q1 2027. As the company expects, would validate a 3 market plan built on 600 tons. A second round of deficiencies would strand a third of the addressable demand behind the announced capacity. Whether a European capacity register appears. A mandated fermentation capacity assessment is one of the asks now in front of the Commission for a second biotech act. If it happens, and it specifies a basis, this article stops being necessary.